Earnhardt.
Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. Swing and a miss, and the game is underway. First pitch thrown out at 12:01, just a minute late. They almost nailed it right on the button. That pitch sails up high to Reinhardt. 1-1 to count. Breeley's had a nice tournament. She's hit the ball well. Clara Braun on deck. Addison Noble at third. So swung on and popped foul, out of play. And we are on the main field here, in which there's that downward slope back into the big pond that they have here at Cascade Park. So a lot of softballs end up either splashing down or rolling down the hill into the drink behind us. You'll hear that mentioned a few times. This one, she's jammed inside and fouls it off the backstop near the first base dugout where the Escanaba girls are sitting. Steve Braun coaching over at third, John Noblet at first, as we get this state title game underway. Swung on and missed strike three. Fastball, outer part of the plate. And so Freely Reinhardt strikes out, one out in the first. Now and Clara Braun is the batter.
Number 42, Clara Braun.
Well, it was a good news, bad news for the Detroit Tigers yesterday. I was going to take the trip down to Comerica Park and watch them play because I figure they're playing a lousier team than they are. Here's a little tap to second by Braun. They're playing way over toward first, and an easy play for the second baseman, Autumn Dennis. 4-3 on the out. Two out, and Addison Noblet the batter. Anyways, it rained.
Addison Noblet.
At Comerica Park, and then the game, they ended up winning. The Tigers ended up winning 2-1, but I'm kind of glad I just stayed in the hotel and stayed dry because it rained quite a bit down here last night. It wasn't anything severe or anything. It just rained for a while, then it stopped, and then late at night it rained again, and this field could take it, and it did, and it looks in excellent shape here. Ball one, back to the screen. Now Noblet cuts and misses. 1-1 the count on her. We're in the top of inning one. Georgetown in blue uniforms with white trim, black pants. Escanaba in the gray uniforms with orange numerals and letters. Black pants as well. There's a strike outside corner. Orange socks as well. So a ball, two strikes on Addison Noblet. Eddie gets back in the box now with this pitch upstairs, a fastball. 2-2 the count. Beautiful weather here today. Sunny skies, light breeze, temperature 79 degrees. Swung on and missed strike three, and the Escanaba girls are out 1-2-3 in the first inning. We go to the bottom half, and there is no score. We're back in 2 minutes on the voice of Little League Softball, News Talk 600. And Lydia Clark hits a hard roller to short. Breeley Reinhardt picks it up and throws to first. Addison Noblet gets it just above the ground, hangs onto it, keeps her foot on the bag. 6-3 on the out. Now the pitch to Allison Wright, and she fouls this one near the batting cages in the left field area. Foul ground. Madison Mott doing the pitching for Escanaba. 15 strikeouts yesterday against Grosse Pointe in the semifinals. Now the pitch to her, changeup stays low, ball one. Claire Merritt, the shortstop, bats third. Bella Miller, the third baseman, bats fourth. In the five hole, the second baseman, Autumn Dennis, and Claire Vanderweel, the catcher, in the sixth spot. Now the pitch swung out and popped up. Left side of the infield, two girls are there. Reinhardt takes control and makes the catch for out number two. So Clark grounds out, Wright pops up. Claire Merritt, the batter now for Georgetown.
Now submitted to plate number 11.
The rest of the batting order for Georgetown. Kaylin Reifschneider, the first baseman, bats seventh. Taya Brenner, the left fielder, in the eighth spot. And Macy Alcaba, the right fielder, bats ninth. Swung on and missed. Strike one. The count on the shortstop, Merritt. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, changeup, and that one a little bit low. She tried that a couple times so far here and not able to get the strike zone. So 1-1 is the count on Merritt. Now this pitch, she got a piece of it, fouled it off the backstop. 1-2 the count. Welcome everybody listening online, rrnsports.com. Even the folks in Grand Rapids, we'll let them listen. No cost either. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on, grounded deep to short. Here's Reinhardt, picks it up and throws to first, not in time. Everything going to Reinhardt right now. She made two plays, and that one there just too deep for her to get across the diamond. So there's an infield base hit.
Now stepping to the plate, number 42, Bella Miller.
Bella Miller is the batter now for Georgetown. Two out, runner at first. Sunny skies here in Jackson. This one swung on and bounced two hops to second. She throws her out to end the inning. After one, no score in the state championship game. Back in 90 seconds on the voice of Little League Baseball and Softball, News Talk 600.